El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is our favorite pocket of El Cajon, and the data backs that up. Crime research from Perplexity cites a total crime rate around 26 to 27 incidents per 1,000 residents, with violent crime at roughly 3.5 per 1,000, lower than El Cajon overall. Day-to-day, it reads as a quieter residential area, owner-occupied single-family homes, less commercial noise, and a genuine pride of ownership feel. Residents describe it as a suburban, stable pocket. The honest gripes are that you'll drive for most errands and El Cajon's citywide school variability is real. Families and middle-income, long-term homeowners make up the core of who lives here. Now the rentals. Zillow pegs the typical rent in El Cajon at $2,275 per month, barely moved, up just 0.1% year-over-year. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for smaller cities like El Cajon, so Zillow is your anchor. Here's what's actually on the market right now, sourced from RentCast. The best lead for a house with garage potential, 514 Shady Lane Unit A, $2,395 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, 1,088 square feet, single family, right at the Zillow typical. Also worth a look, 390 North 1st Street Unit 9 at $2,500 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, single family. 11,511 Fury Lane Unit 2-8 is $2,695 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, 852 square feet. And 15,420 Old Highway 80 Space 187 comes in at $3,200 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, 1,280 square feet, largest footprint of the group, priced above typical. Confirm garages and in-unit laundry directly with each landlord. If a house or ADU isn't available, two apartment complexes are on the radar. Alto Apartments at 346 Jamacha Road earns a solid 4.6 out of 5 stars on Google across 78 reviews. That's a strong signal. Cobblestone Park Apartments at 1535 Granite Hills Drive shows 1.8 out of 5 stars. Approach with caution and tour carefully. Tap the link on screen to see current photos and availability for all of these.